Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nick Manise. Each episode, we turn our gaze to overlooked design stories, and today, we're examining how designers might give vaunted buildings a rethink. It's a challenging brief to build on another architect's work without detracting from the qualities that have made it so well regarded. Design studio Conran & Partners were tasked with that very challenge when reimagining the lobby of Foster & Partners' iconic structure at 200 Gray's Inn Road, London. Finished in 1991, the office building is home to a number of high-profile media organisations, including ITN, ITV and Warner Brothers. Last year, Conran's interior architects transformed the conventional reception area into a space that offers its tenants more than just a security checkpoint, all the while staying true to Foster's work. I caught up with Conran's interiors director and partner Simon Kincaid to find out more about the project.
Well, we're in the ground floor lobby space of 200 Gray's Inn Road, which historically in an office building it would be called the reception or like the check-in or the waiting area. But this is very much now the ground floor plane. I mean, it was a grand space. It's a very imposing building. It's hard steel, glass, concrete. It's well known. It's powerful on the streetscape. But the actual user experience, the tenant experience, the guest experience was pretty short and sharp. You're in through the revolving doors. There's a reception desk. Meet and greet pretty sharply. And then you're through that space with some relatively cold furniture, quite functional. But massive respect for Foster & Partners and this building as well. People know it as the ITN building. Got some really robust details, things that people have mimicked and have learnt from. Huge atrium space, precast elements, and has very strong identity and character. So we worked with that. So we kind of respect that, we're sympathetic to it and want to be seamless in the work we've done. What we have done here is a small part. There's a huge building here. We haven't touched the facade of the building, we haven't touched the core and the inside of the building. We've helped reconfigure and evolve the ground floor and the lobby and this kind of entrance experience for guests, tenants, and I think make it move with the times. It's a lobby space, it's a cafe, it's a lounge, and it's all blended together, blurred together, linking with the streetscape outside and welcoming you into the building, not just funneling you up through a core into the offices. What this project has done is open up the full streetscape elevation, the kind of the ground floor facade, out onto the street. Previously, some of this was more solid and was used for different functions, and now it's now the ground floor arrival area is completely visible from outside, and you can see that there are different lounge areas, different spaces to use, that it's a very visible cafe bar. You can see the coffee machine, you can see the staff, you can see activity. It's a warmer light source, and that's the big difference. The core finishes of this building, of this piece of architecture, are very robust. You know, hard industrial manufactured materials. We've got concrete, steel, glass, granite. I mean, they're all cold, hard materials. Like, they're going to last forever, but that isn't necessarily the kind of space you want to dwell in, you want to spend time in. So one of those big changes has been to be sympathetic to that, work with that, so don't want to clash with it, but to warm up the space. So we've made the space warmer, lighter, more atmospheric, it's softer, and that makes it feel more human. There's some reconfiguration works here that was to make the lobby space bigger. It's squared off what was an acute angle, but that facade work is an exact replica of what was already there. It's just slightly changed its form, and that was managed by Ian McArdle Architects, the architects of this kind of this shell design. And part of the success of what we've all done together here is that it looks incredibly seamless. So I think, yeah, if Norman Foster came down, could he see the joint line? There's some little memories of it, but it's incredibly seamless.
Our many thanks to Conran & Partners' Simon Kincaid there. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Meanwhile, if you're missing your local newsstand, then you should of course take out a subscription to Monocle magazine so you don't miss an issue. You can also get our daily bulletins, peruse our many books on everything from global politics to cozy homes, buy our fetching collaborations, or listen to our round-the-clock radio station, all at monocle.com. Today's episode was produced and edited by Maylee Evans. I'm Nick Manise. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.